First week, third day. Footprints of God. Never be ashamed of asking, seeking, and knocking at the storehouse of God's omnipotence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When we admit our helplessness to meet needs on the human level, we are expressing our dependence upon God. And that is the faith that moves mountains. One way to achieve the awareness which brings heavenly blessings into manifestations upon earth is to look for the footprints of God in the outer realms about you. Transmute these majestic signs of God's omnipotence through meditation and contemplation into your deeper consciousness. Hold them there as blueprints of His creation. Then, when you feel His blessing breathed upon you, turn from them with perfect faith that the impression is going to crystallize in new inspirations, selfless deeds, miraculous healings, and transformed lives. Some religious leaders find it difficult to decide where prayer for things of this earth goes slithering off into the realm of magic and selfishness instead of remaining property under God's control. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, Jesus promised. And the things to which he referred are those which our souls sincerely desire while we are humbly waiting at the feet of God. In this transformed consciousness, we are not selfish, not presumptuous. And when we rise, transformed and incandescent, we shall give him all the praise and all the glory. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good tidings, that publish peace, that bring good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigns.